In Black America, the term passing is used to describe light-skinned people who hide their African-American heritage. Take that idea, mix it with the horrors of lynching in the early 20th century, add a journalist's quest to document it, and you've got the premise for Matt Johnson's new graphic novel, Incognigro.
Between 1889 and 1918, 2,522 Negroes were murdered by lynch mobs in America that we know of. Now, since the beginning of the 30s, most of the white papers don't even consider it news. To them, another dead is not a story. So my job is to make it one. That's all.
Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So those were the words of Zane Pinchback. That's the novel's hero. The story is set in the 1930s. Set up the plot for us.
The 1930s, it was kind of the end of the lynching campaign that had basically happened since Reconstruction all the way through. A large portion of the African-American kind of alpha males were pretty much wiped off the face of the country. In an effort to terrorize the black community and also kind of keep it pruned and powerless. And my main character is an African-American who looks mostly white, someone who was inspired by my own experience and also by historical figures like Walter White. And what he does is go into the South and investigate lynchings, find out who's responsible, and then bring that news to the North to try and raise awareness about what was happening in the country.
Walter White worked with the NAACP in the 20s and 30s. He was a journalist, and he was very much undercover when he went out and did his work. What kind of strength do you think it took for someone like him, who you say you've modeled your hero after, to go out into patently hostile territory?
Walter White is a really fascinating character. I mean, he's not, when you look at his entire history, he's not a perfect human being by far. In some ways, he was so giving and so generous and did things like risking his life to investigate lynchings. But in other instances, he was just kind of clueless. But one of these characters that almost gets forgotten because he doesn't fit into our understanding of American history. And, you know, as a writer, that's what makes him kind of fun to use him as source material.
Now, this is a graphic novel, and you worked with an artist named Warren Pleece. There have been other stories that, you know, do well, serious stories in the graphic novel format. Mouse made a lot of ripples when it came out about the Holocaust. What do you like about the format, since you've used it before?
Well, I'm primarily a prose writer. I write what's usually considered literary fiction. And with this story, this was about movement. And particularly with something like this, looks are important here. With how people could kind of move between a black world and a white world is important.
It's a really beautiful noir format. The graphics are. What was it like to work with someone who was in the UK and to try to do all this coordinating of this story?
Well, I had to, at first I really felt the urge, like I had to show him imagery of African Americans who looked white, because I thought, like, that's just going to blow his mind. I mean, I lived in Britain in the past, and that kind of identity really doesn't exist there. It's a very American phenomenon. So I sent him pictures of, like, Jennifer Beale and, like, Wentworth Miller from Prison Break, and I even sent him a picture of Carol Channing and said, she's one, too.
That's right.
just so he would get the idea. But for a year, every month or so, 10 pages, 20 pages would just kind of show up in the mail. And I would look at it, and it would be exactly what I imagined. And, you know, that's just tells me that we chose the right person to collaborate with.
Now, will you read us a little bit more about your hero's journey?
The main character, Zane Pinchback, and his buddy Carl just arrived in the southern town. And they're being taken into town by one of the locals, an African-American man, who's pulling them on a horse and buggy. And Zane and Carl are sitting in the back asking him questions. Carl, how the hell do they live down here? If it's this bad, why don't they all just go north? Lots of folks do, but it ain't all bad. It ain't always this bad. There's been trouble. Folks got riled. What kind of trouble? A woman was found killed, Michaela Mathers, out in the woods past town. But they caught a man, think they got the right one. What do you think? You think they got the right one? Don't matter what I think. They got Alonzo Pinchback, that boy they call Pinchy. Locked up down the sheriff's. Suspect he'll pay for it. Pinchback? The person who's been arrested for murder this time is his own brother. And he has a brother who looks more African, brown skin. So that's where the kind of the reader discovers that this that our main character has a personal connection, and this event is going to be different from all the other ones.
How did you relate to the situation that you set up with these brothers?
Well, my own children, I have twins, 2 years old. One is looks more European and has, you know, pink skin and red hair. And my daughter looks more African, has brown skin and has tighter curled African style hair. And I think when they were born, it kind of inspired me because it made me think, if this was a different era, if this was another time, then they would have had such dramatically different lives and such dramatically different opportunities. And it's an exciting, you know, point to be in at this time where, you know, especially lately we see that, that we're not as limited as we are in the past. But it also makes me want to explore that past.
Reading the book, there's a lot of white characters and none of them are up to much good. Has that been a criticism that's come your way as people have read the book?
Sometimes when you have a world where people are at war, you don't always have to say why they're at war. If you have a World War II story, you don't have to qualify why the German soldiers are fighting for the Nazi army. You can just kind of do it. And I think that's what I was interested in here. I was also interested in really kind of coming in squarely behind the perspective of the main characters, of the African-American characters, and trying to get their story out. Because at the time, their story really didn't exist in the mainstream press or in the mainstream imagination. That's part of what this is about. It's about them putting this story out there.
Matt Johnson, his latest book is the graphic novel Incognigro. You can find out more about the novel and view a multimedia presentation from this interview on our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.